Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Larry E. Zink, 78 of Boscobel, died Friday at home. A funeral mass will be held Thursday at noon at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Boscobel. Burial will follow in the Homer Cemetery in rural Boscobel. Military honors will be accorded by the Blake Semrod American Legion Post 134 and the Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post 10393, both of Boscobel. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at noon. The Kendall Funeral Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Larry E. Zink, 78, of Boscobel. David Kenneth Ken Manning Jr., 68, of La Crosse, formerly of Rural Richland Center, died Friday at home from an apparent heart attack. A memorial service will be held at 2 o'clock Saturday at Brookwood High School in Ontario. Friends may call Saturday from 11 until 1:30. David Kenneth Ken Manning Jr., 68, of La Crosse, formerly of Rural Richland Center. Rebecca Becky Salmon, 61, of Soldiers Grove, died Friday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, January 11th at 3 at the American Legion Post 220 in Soldiers Grove. The Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services in Viroqua is assisting the family of Rebecca Becky Salmon, 61, of Soldiers Grove. Irma Mae Brown, 83, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly December 22nd at her winter home in Mission, Texas. A celebration of life will be held Friday, April 25th, from 4 to 7 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A private burial will be held at the Mount Tabor Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the Mount Tabor Cemetery or a charity of your choice. Irma Mae Brown, 83, of Richland Center.